and orgelmishandsons.com.
It's March, and we all know what that means. It's time for the T.R. Hughes Homes March Quick Move Madness Sale. I'm Tom Hughes. During March, you can save $10,000 to $35,000 on all of our completed Ready Now inventory homes in all of our St. Charles communities. Buy with no money down at Riverdale and finance with our preferred lender, Gershman Mortgage, and we'll pay your closing costs. A brand new T.R. Hughes home, no money down, no closing costs. Move in quick and save thousands. Visit trhughes.com for details.
Gershman Mortgage, NMLS number 1380-63.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800. New roof.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closets, kids' closets, pantries, home offices, laundry rooms, entertainment centers, even Murphy beds. 314-781-9000, St. Louis Closet Company. Call for a free in-home estimate.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
a big banana special.
Oh, yeah, with a pump. With a pump in the scrotum.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome. Now, Cleveland said this was the first day of spring. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
I always think it's the 21st.
11:57 is...
Tonight?
No, 11:57.
So we're in it. It's spring right now.
We're in spring.
Welcome to the first day of spring edition of Pinion's Playhouse on this March 20th, brought to you by First Community Credit Union, the exclusive sponsor for the show that comes up in just a couple of days, Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, the yard sale with Paul Warner. First Community, proud to sponsor that. And we'll talk to you a little bit here about a home improvement loan. But first, let's see who else is in the room at the control board. It's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And with costs going up, you need to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay raises. And Mark and Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser and mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez, in charge of security. Rat Boy. No, Bernice. I still got a cold. Sam's got a little bit of a cold, so you just have to cut me some slack. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
The only reason I was thinking about Rat Boy is I think what Rat Boy has done is commendable. There's a guy who has passed away who's a despicable human being, that Fred Phelps of the Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah.
And Rat Boy is sending down out to Topeka, Kansas to wrap his body in. What kind of cloth is that?
Cheesecloth.
Oh. To wrap the body in. Well, you know what? Good for you, man. Show no hatred where hatred is shown. Just made that up. It sounded kind of good. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Lippers and the All Boy Orchestra. What is cheesecloth? It doesn't have anything to do with cheese, does it? Is that what they use to pack cheese?
Yes.
Yeah. So it did have something to do with cheese.
They put all the curds in there, and then I think it forms.
To put turds in it?
Curds.
Oh.
No.
Do you like big curd or tiny curd cottage cheese?
Small curd.
Neither.
I like small curd cottage cheese.
Now, see, I like the big lumps, the big curds. Yeah.
Ugh.
And what about that word, curd?
Yeah.
It's a little too close to another word to be using with anything that you eat. That's the way I feel. We are brought to you by First Community Credit Union. This is where I do all my banking, where we'd love for you to do all your banking. And I know that banks and people that work at banks hate when I do this. They you know, they're listening right now and they go, pow. I've actually heard from a couple of people at banks, hey, man, you know, do you have to tell people to leave their banks and go to First Community? Yeah. Yeah, I do. And if I were the spokesman for your business, you'd want me to tell people to come see you, too, and give you business. This is the banking facility that is really AM and the PM. It is an advertiser that, to a great degree, helps keep the show on the air. But aside from that, it's a great place to bank, or we wouldn't tell you about it. We're not going to send you places that we later would be ashamed or sorry we sent you to. It's a terrific place to bank. What does that mean? What makes a place a great place to bank? Really good competitive rates. All the services you want from a bank, you know, checkings, car loan, blah, 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 all that stuff. Savings accounts, CDs, they got all that. And service. Really good service. People that can answer questions, and if they can't answer them, they'll tell you, they'll get you the answer. Not people that make up an answer when they don't know. That's First Community Credit Union. And we don't talk about it a lot either, but business, you business folks, business loan. Got a little bit of experience with this with First Community. Talk to them about the business loan that someplace else might not be so, they might be a little hesitant to give you the loan you're looking for or the line of credit, or if you want to expand an existing business. Talk to First Community Credit Union about that. First Community Credit Union, a terrific place to bank, firstcommunity.com. Now, I know this is kind of a weird thought, but I don't think it is, and I think we all think the same things. I think we wonder about the same things. This last couple of days when I got this call, and I had a friend of mine tell me, he said, you have a grandson now, don't you? And I said, yeah. And he said, didn't your little grandson come visit for a couple of days? I said, yeah. He said, that's why you have a call. And I've heard this before, that if you have grandkids or little kids, your own little kids, even though they may not have a cold, they're carriers. And maybe there's something to that. They have great immune systems because they're young, so they don't get it, but they carry it. But while I had this, I got to thinking about people with no arms. Now, there's a motivational speaker. Do you remember this guy? I know, Peon, you've seen him on YouTube. He has no arms and no legs.
Yeah.
And he speaks. He's a terrific motivational
speaker. Oh, yeah.
Isn't his first name? Is his first name Jeff?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Birth, no legs, like from the hip down, yeah. Nothing, and no arms, just shoulders. And I got to thinking when I had this cold, how do people like that get through stuff that we complain about? Like, if you had a really bad cold and you had no arms, you know how many times you're Kleenex and you got... How do you manage that when you don't have any arms? Your nose just has to run all over you or something? You sneeze all over you? You can't grab a Kleenex?
No.
See, I think about this stuff. I think, like, about how do you wipe? See?
Yeah.
I mean, these are natural questions of curiosity about what it's like to live that way.
Well, it's not just those.
But see, we see a guy like that speaking to a group, and he's funny, he's motivated. But then I always wonder, when he steps off the stage and goes into his real life, how difficult that must be. We're so lucky. I mean, we really are, most of us, to have what we have and not be missing things like arms and legs and stuff. It's okay if you would like right now to just throw up a big rousing round of applause for the fact that the founder of the Westboro Baptist Church in Topeka, Kansas, the Reverend Fred Phelps, is dead.
Yeah. Rest in misery.
You know that guy, you know he was an attorney?
Yeah.
You tend to think of a guy like that as like an ignorant, uneducated hillbilly moron who didn't even get through grade school.
Oh, no.
That was their whole scam.
Yeah.
They would protest
and then different things. And then if anybody impeded on their rights to be able to...
He got tens, hundreds of thousands of dollars in settlements because he was smart enough to know how to sue for his freedom of speech.
Yeah, that's how a lot of people think of it. That's the only reason they protested, was just so they could get money to sue.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also do believe they also were really twisted in their heads. So.
Yeah.
I had this 77 things that sound like lies, but they're actually the truth, and I just have a few left, but I don't want to let these go too much longer because they're just too good. These are what I'm about to tell you. These are facts. They sound like they're made up, but they're not. Here are a couple we didn't get to. This will stun you. For every human being on Earth, there are 1.6 million ants. The total weight of all the ants on the Earth is approximately the same as the total weight of all humans. How about that?
Wow. Whoa.
It takes 1.6 million ants piled up to equal the weight of the average human. And that's how many there are for every human being on Earth. We don't see them because they're in the dirt, you know, underground or whatever. That's a lot of ants, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, here's one. An octopus, Dr. Doug would probably know this. An octopus has three hearts. Did you know that?
No.
No.
No. Who would have known that? Now, this one, this may be the topper. And it's as far as I can tell, true. One in every 5,000 babies is born with a condition known as imperforate anus, which means the baby is born, and this again is one in every 5,000 babies. That's a lot of babies born without an anus. And they have to have one created in the hospital.
Yeah.
You've heard of this?
Yeah.
That just sounds unpleasant to me.
Yep.
But I think the good news is when you're a little baby, you don't remember, like you don't remember being circumcised. You know it was unpleasant, but you don't remember it. And then there are only a couple more of these, and I don't think they should go to waste. Peanuts, this is going to shock the world. Peanuts are not nuts.
What?
They grow in the ground. That's right. Nuts come from trees and bushes. They grow in the ground. They are legumes.
Hmm.
You don't learn this stuff on KZK.
No, it's like a bean. Beans are legumes, I think.
Are carrots legumes? That's underground.
Let's see.
Well, they're not nuts. Peanuts are not nuts. That's the big news flash.
So on the bar, you get some complimentary legumes.
Yes. Could I have some complimentary legumes, please? Turtles, and again, Dr. Doug would know this, can breathe out of their butts.
Whoa.
Now, I can exhale out of my butt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody
but I
does
cannot
that,
inhale.
It's a relaxing breathe.
Yeah, it was.
And last, and maybe least, there's a name. Now, we've actually talked about this, and I know we have. There's a name for the dot over the eye. Do you remember this? It has a name.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Tittle.
A tittle.
T-I-T-T-L-E.
Yep. There it is.
The tittle. Oh, I see you tried to write an I here, but you forgot to put the tittle on the eye. Now, we talk about people who just can't catch a break. Like a guy, I don't know, he gets struck by lightning and he lives, and then after he's checked out of the hospital, he walks out and gets hit by a truck and killed. Check this out. This just happened this week. There was a guy down there who was supposed to be executed this morning, but 2 days ago, they postponed his execution. They're out of lethal injection juice.
They're out?
Now, how could you not know? You go to the lethal injection vault and go, hey, Joe, is this all we got? And you'd think you'd have enough on hand. But apparently there's a huge shortage of the drug that they inject to kill people.
Oh, I saw an article today, though. That's good. They found a new...
An alternative.
Yes. So they found a new batch of drugs.
Wouldn't that be great? I mean, it's Tuesday. You're already getting a stomach ache because you're going to be executed this morning, Thursday. So Tuesday, The guy comes to your cell and goes, "Hey, Jim, I got some, man, I got some fantastic news. They're out of the lethal injection thing." You know, woohoo! Great. Now I can eat. And I won't have the stomach ache for a while. All right, this, when I tell you this, you're going to think I'm making it up, but I'm not. It's out of this morning's USA Today. There's an article about how the Rolling Stones, the members other than Mick Jagger, have now issued statements, which means their PR people issued the statements, but about how sad they are that, what was her name, Lauren Scott, Jagger's girlfriend. Who was it that found her? Do you remember? Hanging. Do you remember who found her?
Man, I think it was a friend or something.
A friend or relative or something. But this is so unbelievable to me. At the bottom of the article, it says an autopsy completed yesterday, Wednesday. Her assistant found her. Okay, so her assistant walks in, and there she is hanging, and it's obvious she hung herself. Here's what it says. An autopsy completed yesterday on the body of 49-year-old Lauren Scott found she died from hanging.
Wow.
That's exactly what it says. They needed an autopsy to determine that. After they cut her down where she was hanging, they did an autopsy, which proves she died from hanging. Vietnam vets get ready to be mad. Next year, they're going to try a new sitcom. They're going to do 13 episodes. It will star Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda.
Oh,
whoa.
It's called Grace and Frankie. It's going to be a Netflix thing like that House of Cards. This Netflix, man, they're on fire. But I just thought I'd give a heads up to the Vietnam vets. I know how you feel about Jane Fonda. Can't say I blame you. Lily Tomlin, we'll see how that goes. And this I never knew, but now I am dug in even deeper on my feeling about electric cars. I'm not an electric car guy. I'm not that. I love the smell of gasoline, man. Ever since I was a kid, motor scooters and go-karts and lawnmowers, gasoline, it was the smell of summer to me. The range of electric vehicles is reduced tremendously by extreme hot and extreme cold weather. Check this out. This is from AAA. The range of the average electric car in very cold weather, cold meaning 20 degrees or less, and we've certainly had plenty of that, you lose 57% of the range, the distance you can go in an electric car in cold weather, and 33% you lose if the temperature is 95 or more.
Mm.
So extreme hot, cold. So which means now, if you want an electric car, you don't want to be going very far. You need to run around town in it, and you better be in San Diego or down in southern Texas or the Southwest or somewhere, Southern California or Hawaii, if you want an electric car, because you're going to have the amount that you can use and the range cut considerably. And General Motors is getting a lot of smacking them down pretty good over this recall that they said, they knew about, but they didn't really tell everybody. And now this gal who's the CEO is making all these apologies. But what I loved about this is the part where people write into the editor, and somebody has written in and says, well, it seems like, money, General Motors, like a lot of companies, are more concerned about money than they are people. Too late for GM to try to show it cares. Don't worry, General Motors. Ford and Chrysler will carry on the tradition of building American cars when you're gone. Well, I got news for Mr. Lee, who wrote in that Chrysler is an Italian product. Okay, it's owned by Fiat. So once again, a little misunderstanding of what exactly is American owned and what is not American owned. And if I have time, they say there's a big increase this year in the booking of naycations, people going to nudist resorts. They call it a naycation.
Naycation.
Yeah, that there's an increase here, I guess, because of the lousy weather. Something has created a little more interest this spring, and people are booking these trips to spend a week or so at the nudist resort. And they published a whole list of do's and don'ts and what's proper etiquette at the nudist resort. We'll get to that another time. Now, we're going to do this. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I love old people jokes. Because I get to do my old people voices. And this is an older couple. And they're lying in bed. Let's say they're in their mid to late 80s. And he's starting to fall asleep. But she's in kind of a romantic mood, and she wants to talk. I think we've all been there. She wants to talk about something, and you're tired. Or we've all been the other place where you want to talk, and they pretend they're sleeping, or they're tired, because they think it's going to lead to something. But here's this couple. They're old. They're in bed. She wants to talk. And she says to him, she says, "You know, you used to hold my hand when we courted. You held my hand all the time." So the guy's dead tired. He reaches over and he grabs her hand, holds her hand, and kind of pats it. And he goes back to trying to get some sleep. She says, "You know, you used to kiss me. After you held my hand, you kissed me." He's irritated now. Leans over in bed, gives her a peck on the cheek, and then he goes back to his side, trying to settle down to some sleep.
She said, "You know, and back in the old days, you used to, after you hold my hand, you kiss me, you used to bite my neck." I used to like that when you bite my neck.
He throws the covers off of him and starts getting out of bed. She says, "Where are you going?" He says, "I'm going to get my teeth."
Let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, we've got a couple of new accidents. The first one is on northbound 170 past Airport Road, and that has the left or the right lane closed. Then we've got another one eastbound 64 at Highway 170 that's got the left lane closed. And looking at the maps, we're getting some slow traffic now on northbound 170 behind that accident. Westbound 40, that's the usual slowdown, Hampton through McCausland. We're looking slow again from about Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge. A little slow again between 94 and Highway K. Southbound 170, you are slowing now from Olive down through Highway 40. Southbound 270, not bad run, just a little off the pace between Tesson Ferry and 55. And on eastbound 270, you still have slow traffic from McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by NCAA March Madness. Get your brackets ready for the frenzy. It's NCAA March Madness all day long. Live on TBS, CBS, TNT, True TV, or on your mobile device all day today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Before the storm, during the storm, and after the storm, turn to KTRS for the latest weather updates, road conditions, and school closings. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Wait a minute! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
There's nothing better than celebrating championships in St. Louis. Fans, this is Adam Wainwright, and we're offering ring promotions this year. There's the 1964, 2004, and 2013 ring giveaways. Get your tickets through promotional packs or with individual tickets. Visit cardinals.com/promotions.
And they mob Wainwright as he goes the distance tonight.
Are you thinking about coming to a lot of Cardinal games this season, but reconsidering because you don't have anything to wear? Well, stop. We have you covered. On a handful of weekend games this season, the Cardinals are giving away replica jerseys. Get tickets to all six games, plus four more through our promotional pack, or buy them as an individual game. Tickets are on sale now. Visit Cardinals.com for more information.
If you're tired of suffering with joint discomfort, be one of the lucky people personally selected to experience a revolutionary new joint relief breakthrough called Beneflex. Right now, personal introductory samples of Beneflex are being made available to adults in this area, but only through this unique offer. To guarantee your sample, call now, 1-800-600-1252. Beneflex is our most advanced formula ever, offering effective joint relief in as few as 7 days. If you want to be one of the people lucky enough to receive a personal sample, you must act quickly. If you're suffering with joint discomfort in your hands, knees, even your hips, Advanced Beneflex can provide relief in as few as 7 days. And now you can be one of the first individuals to experience its amazing power. But hurry, these samples are very popular. Beneflex is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop, but to guarantee your personal sample, you must call now. 1-800-600-1252. That's 1-800-600-1252. 1-800-600-1252.
Have you paid for an appraisal up front only to be turned down because your house didn't appraise out? At Golden Oak Lending, we take the risk for you. This is Bob Ellman. If your loan doesn't close, you don't pay anything, including the appraisal. Check out our A-plus rating with the BBB. We've been right here for 14 years in St. Louis. Why would you refinance with anyone else?
Home values have been steadily increasing, and with today's mortgage rates in the threes, you can refinance to a lower monthly payment or get cash out to pay off credit cards. Our licensed loan officers are trained to find you the best mortgage plan for your situation, and you pay nothing out of pocket.
Apply today. If your loan doesn't close, pay nothing for the appraisal.
Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, short by blue.
Rates are down to 3.375 fixed, 15-year APR 3.807, NMLS 1149-37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Granite Busters is the region's number one name in granite countertop savings.
And for a limited time only, they're making an offer you can't refuse.
45 square feet of Category A granite countertops.
A stainless steel undermount sink.
A sink grate.
And a plumbing hookup.
All this for under $2,000.
Just $19.99.55.
Questions? Call Granite Busters right now at 636-322-2344. That's 636-322-2344.
Or visit the Granite Busters showroom and 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard.
You'll find over 125 colors and more than 500 granite and quartz slabs in stock.
That's the biggest selection around.
And at Granite Busters, they feature digital templating, laser stone fabrication, and expert installation, all 100% free.
Upgrade to granite countertops right now.
Call, visit, or log on at granitebusters.com.
The kitchen countertops of your dreams for under $2,000. Only at Granite Busters.
New customers only. This offer cannot be combined with any other offers. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
Baseball season's upon us. Time to fire up the grill. Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, features an outstanding roster of grills, smokers, and slow cookers, including their new fire-breathing charcoal grill. Broilmaster Grills, smoke the competition. With a lifetime limited warranty on most parts, see BroilmasterSTL.com for the winning lineup at the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
Hi, this is Drew Titone, co-owner of Suncrest Home Remodeling, your St. Louis exterior professional remodeling company for over 20 years. If you're in need of new window replacements, new CertainTeed vinyl siding, or the new Apex fiberglass siding system, or possibly want to replace a declining deck with new composite or PVC cellular, please give us a call and I will personally come out and give you an estimate to the dollar. Suncrest Home Remodeling, 636-256-6858, an A-plus rated company with a Better Business Bureau, SuncrestSt.Louis.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S. and now features a third rack. See it at Best Buy today or visit BestBuy.com/Bosch.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call them at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Safe Auto gets it. That's why they help keep you in your car with the right car insurance for the right price right now. Because at Safe Auto, what drives us drives you. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO.
Target Talk St. Louis is presented by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range and Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton. Join the conversation about firearms beginning every Sunday at 6 p.m. on KTRS.
I love mine, really love mine. When you go to let me get sober, leave me alone, let me go home, let me go home.
Showing off my yodeling abilities. It is time to check in with the man from Southern California, Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley, closed on Mondays. With some exceptions, I found out after the fact they were open the Monday, St. Patrick's Day. But normally they're closed on Monday. You need a reservation for Annie Gunn's Restaurant because it is that good. Here is Mike Evans.
Well, I'd love to go in and have some poo-poos. That's Hawaiian for appetizers.
No.
Have you ever seen the appetizer menu there?
Poo-poo
I've
platter.
Seen it about 50 times.
Oh, it's fabulous.
Hey, there's a story I didn't get around to, and I just want to throw it out here because I'm guessing that you have been to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have too, and it's you can't even describe it. No picture can do justice to what, when you look over the rim and look down at the Grand Canyon. But check this out, though. Last Saturday afternoon, this guy, John Anderson from Grapevine, Texas, is there with his family, and he decides to go on a little outing with just his wife, and he plummets to his death. Now, as a married guy, this is a little suspicious to me. This 35 stories, 350 feet this guy falls, and he's with his wife. This, you know, it sounds like to me one of those, let me take your picture, honey, yeah, with the Grand Canyon behind you.
Back up just a little,
and then can you imagine that dying that way? It either really hurts or you don't know anything. I don't know which it would be. But that Grand Canyon, and this was on our list, Mike, we made one time a list of all the places people should see before they die. Got to see the ocean if you've never seen it. You got to go to New York City. You got to go to Las Vegas. Grand Canyon was on our list.
And yet, for me, and you know, I'm old, so I've seen I saw the Grand Canyon when I was a kid, and I've seen it a few times after that. To me, you see the Grand Canyon, and after about
30
one
seconds.
Minute,
no, that's exactly what I said. We drove for like 5 hours from, I don't know, Phoenix to Flagstaff, and we finally get there, and we get out of the car, and I look down. And by the way, it's real dangerous because there's no fence or anything. You look over the edge, and you go, whoa, I hope a rock doesn't
come. Holy mackerel, I can't believe how deep this crevice is.
It scares the crap out of you, and then you stare at it, And you literally say to yourself, now what?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, it's big, it's beautiful, it's amazing.
Now what?
But, you know, I mean, it's a hole in the, it's a big canyon, and you look at it.
But wouldn't you agree? Wouldn't you agree? You got to see it.
But you do got to see it.
Yeah. But yeah, then you're gonna say, now what? After it's over.
Would you walk out on that plexiglass thing,
no,
Mike?
I don't. No. That falls under the Hawaiian saying, no need.
Yeah. No, I would never do
that. There's just no need to do it.
Yeah.
I don't care how strong the plexiglass is. I'm not stepping out on that.
Welcome to spring. How's the spring weather in St. Louis?
It's not bad, man.
Nice.
Like upper 60s, yeah, and low mid-70s tomorrow.
Beautiful. Paco's question, name the name of the celebrity who admits that she has a gambling problem, says that she has to stay out of casinos. She can't help herself. Is it Nicole Kidman? Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah. Come on, Nicole Kidman.
Sandra Bullock. Answered just a minute.
Yeah.
You couldn't get laid if you were an egg and you're sitting there calling, making judgments. The hell are you talking about? It's a 75-year-old woman from St. Charles.
What?
He's saying that you should even be
exactly
like that.
Oh.
Frank picked up on that.
Yeah.
TV news, there's nothing real about the Keeping Up with the Kardashian reality show. The house they show is not even the house they live in. Chris Humphrey's fiasco was all scripted from the very beginning. Kim never lost a $175,000 pair of earrings that they said that she did in the ocean. I mean, and on and on and on. It's all a bunch of sheep dip.
But I wish people weren't such suckers for this stuff, and I wish more people knew how scripted these things are. It's not just that show. They're all pretty laid out. They're not reality shows.
And the only thing that we know for sure is that the producers talked about Kim Kardashian and said, you know, she can't act, she can't sing, she can't dance, but she is known by a certain core of people as being a porn skank.
Yeah.
And we might be able to get viewers that way. And
they
so
did.
That's how, I mean, that's how she got the show. Bizarre. More TV news. Coldplay's Chris Martin has joined The Voice as an advisor. I don't know how much that's going to help, but The Voice is the best amateur singing show out there right now. Movie news, it's a go. Production in September. Ghostbusters 3.
No.
Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd are in. They're dedicated to the good friend, former star, and the guy who wrote the script, Ghostbusters 3, the late Harold Ramis.
This is either going to be really, really good or really bad.
I think it'll be good if Harold Ramis wrote it.
Okay.
New York Post headline, I love them, regarding Russia's takeover of part of the Ukraine, right below the photograph of Russian President Vladimir Putin. The headline screams, he's flat to the bone. I like that on New York Post headline. Sports shorts. I'm hearing the Tiger Woods neck, hip, and back are a lot worse than we've been told. He is pulled out of the Bay Hill tournament this week because of the pain that he's having. It's a tournament that he's never missed. He's also co-sponsored it with Arnold Palmer. You know, it's hard to believe, but Tiger Woods has not won a Masters in 8 years. And he may not play. He may not be playing in the next one, so it could be nine. It's unbelievable. 8 years for Tiger Woods. David Beckham is spending millions of dollars for a pro soccer team in Miami, and he's getting close. That'll be a very successful. I was going to tell you how I was going to win the $1 billion in
bracket.
The big NCAA bracket, but I lost the very first frickin' game.
You're out, man.
Ohio State lost the very first game.
Yeah, I don't think Warren Buffett is the guy who'd throw that billion out if there's much of a chance anybody getting it.
My final four still intact, of course. Florida, they haven't played yet. Florida, Wichita State, Villanova, and Wisconsin. There you go. I like Wichita State to get her done. Right. T-shirt winner today is John Lucas, Aloha Friday T-shirt. And finally, name the name of the celebrity who admits that she has a gambling problem, has to stay out of casinos. Is it Nicole Kidman, Scarlett Johansson, or Sandra Bullock?
Wow. I'll say Scarlett.
I'll say Bullock.
I'm going to go Buttocks because she looks like a gambler to me.
The answer is Nicole Kidman.
Told you.
Hey, have a great day, St. Louis. Talk to you tomorrow, Mike Evans. We're live, Hollywood. Hey.
I think Nicole Kidman is pretty. I think Buttocks, Sandra Buttocks, can be cute or can be very plain. I don't get the Johansson thing, Scarlett Johansson.
Really?
I don't get it.
She's by far the hottest to me out of the three.
Really?
Yeah.
I would take Sandra Buttocks every time.
Well, if you're asking which one for a good role in the hay and a good time, yeah, I think Buttocks would give it to you. I think Nicole Kidman didn't want her makeup and her hair messed up or something, but she's with Keith Urban.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And he's kind of a girly man, I think. So, you ever see him, he wears eyeliner? I mean, something about for a country singer, I don't know.
And Mike called him Harold Ramis. It's Ramis.
I thought it was Ramis.
Yeah, it's Ramis.
But we know better than to correct him when he's on the air, because he'll flip his lid or something.
I know.
Crazy. But I thought it was Ramis.
Yeah, it's Harold Ramis.
That's Ramis.
Ramis sounds like a porn star.
I know.
Harold Ramis.
Harry Ramis.
Yeah. Starring Dick Ramis. Harold's brother. Oh, man. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market. Smokehouse is right next to the restaurant in Chesterfield Valley. Seriously, falling to the Grand... Pion, you've never been there. You got to take Angela to the Grand Canyon. I'm not kidding.
Yes,
get a bike rack and make a big, long drive to the Grand Canyon, and it's you'll never see anything like it, put it that way. All right, let's close her out here with a little First Community Credit Union. No, yes, no. What did I do wrong here? I messed something up. Thompson Price, I think we have to talk about. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Thompson Price has been doing what he does and surrounding himself with other good people, that his team, I guess you would call them, for well over 30 years, 35, 36 years. There, believe it or not, is a Kitchen and Bath Hall of Fame. It sounds like a joke, but there is one, and he's in it, and it's not the easiest thing to get into. Then you throw in the fact that every year, and we just had it again this year, the Home Show at America's Center, or whatever it's called now. They keep changing the names of these places. And for as long as I can remember, I can tell you for at least 15, 16, 17 years, the guy they have come to and said, will you speak and do seminars about kissing the bathroom? It's him. It's Thompson Price. Then you go to the showroom. And you like what you see, but keep in mind, when you see what's in the showroom or you see what's on their website, you're not scratching the surface. That's a few ideas of thousands that can be put together between what you like and what they suggest, things you never even thought of that'll make your life a whole lot better and make your home a whole lot more your home. I don't think there's a house on the market, even new, brand new, that has a kitchen in it. That's the perfect kitchen. You said every single thing about this kitchen is the way I would have done it. The only way you're going to get that is you let Thompson Price build that kitchen for you in your existing home. And all of a sudden, that home is like a brand new home. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Showroom on Manchester, about a half mile east of 270. ThompsonPrice.com.
Let's get a final look at traffic this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland.
And we still have some problems out there, Dan. There's an accident northbound 170 north of Frost that's got the right lane blocked, and traffic is jammed back to Natural Bridge. Eastbound 40, just east of McKnight, they're working with that accident, and it's got the left lane blocked. Traffic is stacked up at Lindbergh. On westbound 40, you're still going to find some slow traffic from about Long Road to the Boone Bridge. Southbound McLeod Station really backs up as you approach Watson. And on westbound 70, you had that earlier accident. Then you had another stall that was in the left lane, and traffic is still slow from 170 through Lindbergh. Looks like we're a lot better up in North County on eastbound 270. And this report brought to you by the NCAA March Madness. Get your brackets ready for the frenzy. It's NCAA March Madness all day long, live on TBS, CBS, TNT, True TV, or on your mobile device all day long. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you want to get close to the college basketball action, come out to Fifth Third Bank in Valley Park on Friday, March 21st from noon to 3 as we take the show on the road. You'll have a chance to score some basketball tickets to the tournament games coming to Scott Trade Center. That's Friday, March 21st at Fifth Third Bank in Valley Park, 2981 Doherty Ferry Road. Must be 18 years old or older. No purchase necessary. See the bank for details. For more information, go to fifththirdbank.com. Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Thanks.
Safe Auto gets it. That's why they help keep you in your car with the right car insurance for the right price right now. Because at Safe Auto, what drives us drives you. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO.
Well, it's been a great week. Thanks for putting up with a guy for a couple of days who, I guess, sounded like his voice would make your eyes water. I appreciate that. I'm going to talk over the singing part because I feel like it. That's all. Paul Harris will be in tomorrow. I'm on assignment. Enjoy the great upcoming temperatures. It is officially spring. Thank you so much for being with us. I will be back here with you Monday. Till then, have a great rest of the week, everybody.
You just remember what your old past is. Boy, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree
and get out of here.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Eureka, Webster Groves, Old Fallon, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
A mother of five says the home she's renting is dangerous, but she does not know who owns it. We'll tell you how her research brought her to the liquor doctor.
A busy day for firefighters. The brush fires they've been battling today. A Wentzville bus driver hailed a hero for protecting children on her bus. What she did and how parents said thank you today.
First on Fox, the St. Louis County mom says her ceiling collapsed and she can't get the landlord to help. Now she says the fire department has forced her to move out and she doesn't know who really owns the home. That's just the beginning of the bizarre twist brought to Fox 2's Chris Hayes, who helped track down answers for this mother of five.
By the time I picked up the phone to call the landlord, I turned around and all I seen was white stuff just falling.
Rotted wood, insulation, and drywall cover the bed and floor. Tony Boyd says she'd been paying her rent to Sean Mosby, who told her he wasn't the guy responsible.
And he said he was going to let the head man know.
She says he wouldn't tell her who was head man, so she checked St. Louis County records and got an address.